Well, this evening, I want to welcome our usual crew, Gary Baker, Andrew Dell, and Cal Carson. They're in studio here. Guys, it's good to have you aboard. We're going to do, we usually kind of chat a little bit at the beginning of the program about things that have gone on in technology during the week. But something that was so big happened that we thought we'd get somebody in here who can help sort it out all out for us. And that's Mr. Kasten Thomas, who is with us right now. Kasten Thomas is the president of Interworks Technology and an expert on security, cybersecurity. Kasten, thank you so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
So glad to be here, Foster. And beautiful day today.
Beautiful day for us on this side of the pond. We're kind of glad we're not on the other side of the pond, I would imagine.
I'm glad we're here because some nasty things happened over there, and it could have happened here as well if a fortunate thing hadn't happened that we'll
talk
about.
We're talking, by the way, folks, about this ransomware attack that took place. It has hit 16 hospitals in the National Health Service in Great Britain. If you can imagine that, 16 hospitals are just, their records are frozen, and you can imagine what chaos that would bring about. And then up to 70,000 devices in 74 countries have been hitting banks.
Right.
Incredible network.
They said that it might be targeted, but I'm not so sure it's targeted. Have you found out any more, Kasten?
I have not. Everybody wants answers immediately, but this is going to have to play out.
Yeah.
And there's this thing called security forensics that, there's a whole lot of things that have to be tracked down and traced and double-checked before we have definitive answers.
Basically, what's happened, folks, is that this WannaCry, and it makes you want to cry, horrible irony in that, that malware, the ransomware, has attacked all these machines. They're demanding $300 in bitcoins in order to be able to unlock the system.
Which is like, you know, one tenth of a Bitcoin, or
bitcoins are like $1,500 something like that.
Yeah.
It's up and down, but I think that's
basically.
So it encrypts all the data on the records on the computer, and makes it, and they basically hold it hostage until you pay $300. They give you the key. Your data is decrypted.
And if you want to see what the things looks like, if you go to internetadvisor.net under our program notes for today, I have a screen that popped up on them, which is, it says, I hate this. It says, oops. What do you mean, oops? You just attacked us and hacked us. But it started out in Europe, and I guess the question is, and you hinted on this, Kasten, why didn't it hit the U.S.?
Well, it didn't hit the U.S. because it actually hit China and the rest of Asia slowly, and it really started to gain momentum when it hit Europe. But there was a young gentleman, I believe he's 28 years old. They have not identified him. He's asked to be anonymous. But his online moniker is Malware Tech. He came back from lunch and saw his inbox blowing up, and with all of this news about something happening. Well, he was a cybersecurity researcher, and he started digging into the malware and found what is called a kill switch.
Oh.
A kill switch is something that a hacker or a programmer will put into a program to stop it in case something goes on that's unexpected. And so he found the kill switch, didn't know it at the time, but without getting into too many details, he was able to stop this before it spread to the United States greatly.
Wow.
And the big fear now, well, it's not a fear, it's almost a certainty, is that other hackers are going to use this same tool and they're going to take the kill switch out.
Yep.
So it becomes even more important to patch our computers and do the things that help prevent this kind of thing in the future.
And we could have prevented this, right? If people keep their computers patched, this wouldn't be a problem.
Well, yep, that's a big if.
Well,
but
if the rest of us that do keep our computers patched, we don't have to worry about this.
Right. If you have Windows 10, and this affected Windows computers only, but these kind of thing, that doesn't mean that this kind of thing can't happen to a Macintosh or an iPhone or an Android phone. In the industry, we call it our computer hygiene. How do we keep it clean? How do we keep it up to date? And how do we keep all those things that prevent this kind of thing from happening to us? But myself included, we tend to be procrastinators, and you know, we'll get around to it next week, and then like this happens, and we say, oops.
Well, you know, what's unique about this version is before ransomware was usually spread by email, and this one was not. This one actually took it's more like a Trojan or a virus. It infiltrated through vulnerabilities in the operating system, and so you didn't even have to open an email to get ransomware, which was, like I said, traditionally how it happened before. So this is like the next step, if you will, in this ransomware.
But basically, we can protect ourselves, if I'm understanding what you've written here, Kasten, by keeping ourselves up to date. Just make sure you're always up to date and you've got good malware protection on. That's protect yourself.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, this malware was actually published by a group that stole the computer code from the NSA.
Oh.
And it was published only a month ago, and now we've already seen this infection happen. And it's nasty.
So,
go ahead.
So are you saying that the software that penetrated the computers was originated from the NSA, and that they used it to actually do the encryption and hijack and ransom the computers? The NSA didn't create the ransomware, but what they did is they offered an avenue for ransomware to be put onto computers.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and the NSA did not publish it. Correct. It was actually stolen from the NSA by a group called the Shadow Brokers, and they've been publishing pieces of that for the last month.
Kasten, we are out of time right now. We have a hugely full program. What I'd like to do is have you come back next week and talk a little bit more about these details, if we could, all right?
Would love to.
Excellent. And by the way, folks, if you would simply go to internetadvisor.net, on our homepage there, you will find that I link to a number of things. First of all, a report about where this happened and a full story on it, and then also Kasten's recommendations for security.